Today's daf is daf Chaf Beis. Let's take it from the very top line. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Taner Rabbanan. The Mishnah has been talking about, the Perek has been talking about, rather, Shim HaYisomim, evaluating, assessing the property of the land and getting the best, the most you could get out of the land. So it said in the Mishnah, Shim HaYisomim Shloshim Yom, Shim HaHekdesh Shishim Yom. First 30 days, you start making announcements for the selling Yisomim, then 60 days, you make announcements for selling the property of that which is Hekdesh. So the Braisa says, top line again, Nechav Beis Amin Aleph, Taner Rabbanan, Shim HaYisomim Shloshim Yom, Shim HaHekdesh Shishim Yom, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Comes along with Yehuda Omer, Shim HaYisomim Shishim Yom, Shim HaHekdesh Tishim Yom. He adds 30 days more to each of them. And Chachamim Omer, Mechatzeh Vechatzeh Shishim Yom. He thinks it's consistent. You should announce for 60 days straight for both of them. So Amr Rav Chista, Amr Rav Avimi, Halacha, Shim HaYisomim Shishim Yom. You announce it for 60 days, at least with respect to Yisomim. So Yosef Rabbi Chia Bar Abin v'Kamer L'Shmaisa. He was talking about this psak of Rav Chista, that 60 days for Yisomim. And Amr Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Le Rabbi Chia Bar Abin Shishim Kamer. Did you say 60 or Shloshim Kamer? I wasn't sure exactly what you said. I didn't hear. Did you say 60? Did you say Shloshim? The words are very similar, of course. Amr Le Shishim. I said 60 days. And he said, "Do Yisomim or Hektesh? Were you referring to Yisomim or were you referring to Hektesh?" And Amr Le Yisomim Rabbi Meir. Like Rabbi Meir says, you need to announce for 60 days for Yisomim. Sorry, do Yisomim, and then he asked, Ki Rabbi Meir, or Krabi Huda, Amr Le Krabi Meir. So he paskin that you need 60 days for Yisomim, like the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and for Hekdesh, Shishim Yom for Yisomim, rather. So the Gemara says, V'ha Rabbi Meir Shloshim Kamar? Our Baisa says that Rabbi Meir requires 30 days for Yisomim, and you're requiring 60 days, the Fishitas Rabbi Meir. There's a contradiction for Shitas Rabbi Meir. So Amr Le, Amr of Chista Me'avimi, Kolfe Tave Bali Allah Dashmaisa. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, the top line, Rashi explains Kolfe Ma'atavi Hakaz Gedolos Al Hadashmaisa. He would have a lot of hits, a lot of questions. Shayam Lamdeni Shum Hayisomim Le Rebbe Meir Shishim Yom. That you taught us Yisomim is 60 days. Vaisi Makshelo Ha Amar Rebbe Meir Shloshim. But the Brisa clearly says 30 days according to your mayor. So what's the answer? So the Gemara explains as follows. If you come to make announcements every single day consistently, so then it's sufficient to make 30 days of Ritzufim. But if you're going to only make announcements, but Sheni v'Chamishi, only on Mondays and on Thursdays, you spread them out, then Shishim, then 60 days is the time period. Now even though over a 60-day period, Mondays and Thursdays only amount to 18 Mondays and Thursdays, Rashi explains the math, but I'm not going through the math right now, but only 18 Monday Thursdays over 60 days. So if you do a Ritzufim, you have to do 30 days. But 60 days, you only do 18 days of Hachraza. That doesn't seem to be sufficient. So Gemara says, Kevin de Mashchei Milta, since it's spread out, it's prolonged, it's dispersed in such a way, Shamei Inchi, people will find out. So 18 days over 60 days, 18 announcements spread over 60 days is the equivalent of 30 days Ritzufim of announcements for the purposes of selling property of the Yisomim. So Gemara now wants to know, at what time, when does a person actually sell the property of the Yisomim? So Amr of Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, Einit Niskokin L'Nichse Yisomim, Ela Imkin Hayisa Ribbis Ocheles. The only time they would sell the property of the Yisomim, the only time the Bezim would go down and sell it off, would be if Ribbis Ocheles Behem. If they have an outstanding loan from their father, that the more they wait, the more the interest builds up, that's going to be long-term hefty for them, so then we try to sell it as soon as possible. So that's the only circumstance, according to Rav Asi, when you'd sell the Yisomim, Nichse Yisomim, if it's Ribbis Ocheles Behem. And it comes along with Yochanan and Omer. No, there are two different occasions when you would sell the property. O l'shtar sheyesh bo ribis, that he agrees to Rav Asi, if there's interest on the document, on the loan. O l'chsubas isha, or if the father had to pay the wife, the ksuba, the father has to pay money, mishim mizone, because now it happens, because if they don't pay off the ksuba, so now the almana is supposed to be collecting the property, all the money from the nichse yisomim, and over time that's going to be a big loss. So you know what? Let's pay off the ksuba, because the din is, when the almana collects her ksuba, she's no longer allowed to tap in and collect mizonos from the yisomim. So if you don't pay the ksuba, she's taking mizonos every single day. That's eating away at the property. So we pay her off the ksubas isha, so she doesn't take from the nichse yisomim. So those are two circumstances according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara wants to know, Rav Asi, the first opinion, my time lo amr lichsubas isha. Why do you say the only instance we sell nichse yisomim is only when it's ribis ocheles ben? Why not also for the purpose of chsubas isha to prevent her from collecting more mizonos? So the hatakin le rabbanan, the Gemara explains, because rabbanan were misakin to the baal maisa yadeha. So the meaning, in other words, so when the husband was alive, he paid money to his wife to collect that food, but she would work and have her nasa, and that would come back to the husband. So it's really just that she'd be paying for her food. So too, that trickle down to the Yisomim are in Achanami paying mizonos to her, but she's also working, she's making a parnasa, and she has to pay the parnasa, maisa yadeha, to the Yisomim. So everything evens out, and therefore there's no real loss. So Gemara says back, however, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Idach, Rabbi Yochanan responds back, Zimnin Dilo Maf Safke. Sometimes her parnasa, her job is not going to cover the cost of the mizonos, so they're still going to make a loss. So maybe she's getting $50 allowance for her mizonos. She only makes $40 a week. So now they're losing $10 each week. So over time, that's going to build up. So for that reason, that was sufficient grounds to sell Nichsa Yisomim to pay off the Ksubas Isha.
According to Rav Asi, what happens? Do we wait till they are gedolim, or what? Like, what do you do? They owe money.
Oh yeah, you have to wait till they get older. Exactly. Nothing you can do about now. If it's money, if it's a halva, that doesn't have ribbis, so they just stand as is, and then
eventually they have to pay.
When they get older, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Tana, the Mishnah tells us, we learned this yesterday's daf, Shim Hayisomim Shloshim Yom Shim Hektish Shishim Yom Umachrisin Baboker Ba'erif. So Bemai asking, what's the case here where we'd sell off the property? So Elam, if you're going to tell me Bibal Chov Ovid Kochavim, let's say it's a guy who's owed money. Mitzais, is he going to say, okay, we'll give you 30 days to make announcements? He wants the money now. The father died, there's an estate, pay me the money. He's not going to listen for 30 days. So it can't be a case where the guy is the Baal Chov. Ela must be Pshita Bibal Chov Yisrael. Must be where the Baal Chov is a Yid. And now Idika Ach Ribsi, now if that the reason why we sell Nechse Yisomim is because of the O Ribis, well, we know a Jew can charge another Jew Ribis, Mishav Kinalei, will Bezin allow the Jew, the Baal Chov Yisrael, to collect Ribis? Certainly not, that's an Isser Deraisa. So what's the case where the Nechse Yisomim are losing money that we sell the property because there's a Baal Chov Yisrael? Ella must be Dilo Kacha Ribis. It's not a case of Ribis Katani. So what is the case then? So Bishma the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it very simple. It's Smoky Lei B'Ksubas Isha, where there's an outstanding Ksuba that needs to be paid, and they have to come up with the money. So that's when you would sell the Nichsi Yisomim to pay Ksubas Isha. That makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ella Ravasi Kashi. Ravasi only had one case where you'd sell Nichsi Yisomim. That was the case of Ribis. So who would, if it's a Yisrael, Bachov, we don't allow Ribis to be collected. And if it's a Goy who's collecting Ribis, well, he's not going to wait around 30 days to get his money. He wants the money today. So what's a case, according to Rav Asi, where we'd actually sell Nichse Yisomim? So Gemara says, Amar Lach Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, wait a second, before I respond, Ul Rabbi Yochanan Miniche, according to Rabbi Yochanan, does it make sense according to him? Mishav Kinen Mizone Devade Kamafsade. Are we going to let the Mizonos outstand? Meaning right now, the Yisomim have to pay a daily payment, an allowance to the mother. So now over time, 30 days till we sell it, they're going to be losing money every day, losing whatever the allowance is, $50 a day, let's say. Every day they're losing money. So are we going to let them lose money and pay off? V'naktina and hachraza, we're going to make an announcement, and we don't know what's going to be in 30 days. It's possible the lo yadino ni'imar v'chinan ilo mavachin. Who knows if 30 days are actually going to make the value of the property more or less? They're vade losing money over 30 days of paying mizonos to the almana. And there's a suffix whether after 30 days they're going to gain a lot of money from that, from selling the property. Who knows? Are we going to do that in situation? So even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you're allowed to sell a property for ksubas isha, it still might be a loss when you wait 30 days for them.
I think that it's talking that you don't know her masa yadea, what's going to be. I think so.
Yeah, not sure.
ואף על פי שכנגד זה מקבלים יותר את מסי ידיה, מכל מקום אין זה ברור שמסי ידיה יספיקו כנגד מזונותיה.
It doesn't seem, from the Mesivta, it doesn't seem that way. But okay, either there's a good reason. You don't know. There's both. Right. Say, we don't know her part might say that. You also don't know the value of the property, what it's going to sell for. So there's a suffix whether it's going to be a gain or it's going to be a loss. And therefore, why would you wait 30 days for there to be a vaday loss with a suffix harvacha to the Yisomim? So the Gemara says, Holakash Kasha, this is not a contradiction at all. According to Rabbi Yochanan, B'tavas k'subasa b'bezdin ki Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel, ha'tavas k'subasa b'bezdin ein la mizonos. It's a situation where she went to Bezdin to make a formal claim that I want my k'suba back now, I need to pay my k'suba, my husband's not here anymore, give me my k'suba. And the moment she makes that tviya, that claim in Bezdin, no longer do Yisrael have to pay the mizonos anymore. So there's no longer a loss for them. The moment she wants to opt out, we stop it to stop payment, and then we try to work and sell the property so that she could get the Ksubas Isha. But from that point, there's no longer Mizonos and there's no loss anymore. And that's why we're allowed to wait 30 days. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. Very simple. Now, Ihachi, now that if that's the case, we're going to get back to Rav Asi in just a moment. But at least in the world of Yochanan, Ihachi, if that's the case, so now once there's a stop payment because she claimed her Ksuba, well then is Dakuka Lom is Dakinale. Now we can't sell the property. I mean, the only way we're allowed to sell Nichsei Somim is if they're losing. So the moment she's Toveya and they don't pay Mizonos, there's no loss anymore. And the Gemara says, no, Kevan Ditakinale Mikar. Since initially, when the Isha goes to Bezdin to be Toveya Ksuba, we have to answer that. So once we start the case, we can't end the case now. We have to continue the process. Mitakinale Levasof. We finish it off and we have to go ahead and sell the property in the end of the day. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan deals with that situation of selling Ksuba, the property for Ksuba's Isha. But Mikol Makom, back to Rav Asi Kasha. Rav Asi, when is there an instance again, according to him, who thinks that the only time that you sell Nichsei Yisomim is Ribbis? So again, how does he Mokum the Misha? If it's a guy, so he's not going to wait 30 days. And if it's a Yisrael, we wouldn't let a Yisrael collect Ribbis. So Gemara says, Li'olam bibachov ovei kachavim. Really, it's where the collector is a guy. So why would a guy wait around 30 days to collect? Shekiba alav ladun bedin Yisrael. It's an interesting guy. He wanted to, he was willing to enter into a contract where they're bound by the halachas of Dina Yisrael. And since the Dina Yisrael, they say, sell the property, wait 30 days, so therefore he's listening to that halacha. Ihachi, that's the case. If he's really listening to Dina Yisrael, Ribbis Namilo Lishkel. So then he shouldn't collect Ribbis, because in Dina Yisrael, we don't allow for collecting Ribbis. So Gemara says, no, Shekibolav Lizo, Velo Kibolav Lizo. He accepted certain halachas, but not all halachas. He accepted the halacha of waiting 30 days to sell the property of Nichsei Yisomim, but he didn't accept the halacha of Ribbis that he allowed for. So that was the particular case. So Gemara now brings another raya back to this machlokus between Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan, whether or not you're allowed to sell Nichsei Yisomim for the purposes of Ksubas Isha. So Tashma, it's a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Gittin, Ein Nifram Nichsei Yisomim Ela Min HaZiboris. When you do collect, whatever the reason is, when you collect the property from Yisomim, you only collect from Ziboris the least quality of the land. So B'mayaskin, what's the case where you collect from Nichsei Yisomim? Ilema B'balchov Ovoi Kochavim, if the collector's a guy, Mitzayis, he's going to listen, that he's going to collect from the swampy property, he wouldn't want that. So certainly it can't be a case of a collector being a guy. Ela Pshita B'balchov Yisrael, it's where the Yid is a B'balchov. Now Iach Ripsif is a case that he's collecting Ribbis, and that's why we sell Nichsei Yisomim. Well, Mishav Kinolei, do we allow a Yisrael to collect Ribbis from another Yisrael? Certainly not. Ella, the lo achal ribbis, it can't be a case of ribbis either. So what's the case? The katani, yet it says in the Mishnah, niskalkin, that we're allowed to go down to the property and sell Nichsei Yisomim. So it must be bishlama le Rabbi Yochanan la to case of Ksubas Isha. And those are the grounds for selling the property of Nichsei Yisomim. Ella le Rav Asi Kasha, yet again, how is he going to establish this Mishnah where ein nifran Nichsei Yisomim ella min haziboris? So Amalach Rav Asi says back, will Rabbi Yochanan minicha, does it make sense according to him? Iksuba, if it's a case of selling the property for ksuba, so my yiri yasmi. Why is it a unique case to when the Yisomim sell the property, when they give a property to the Ksubas Isha, they collect from Ziboris? Afilu minei didei, even if the husband was alive, nami bi Ziboris, you have to pay back the woman with the ksuba. The halacha is, the different dinim, which properties you give for Baal Chov and for ksuba. So the halacha is, when you're paying back a ksuba, you pay Ziboris. So whether it's the Yisomim there playing Ziboris to the ksuba, or whether it's the Baal himself, he's paying off, he divorced his wife, he's paying the ksuba from the property, he always gives Ziboris. It's not a unique halacha to Yisomim paying a ksuba. Everyone pays a ksuba using the Ziboris property. So Gemara said, Halo Kashi, that's not a contradiction. It's Keshitas Rabbi Meiri, Damar Ksubas Isha Bebeinunis. Vim Yasmei is Biziboris. Rabbi Meir holds in general, when a husband divorces his wife, he would pay from Beinonis, actually, the middle quality property. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, however, if the husband dies, so the Yisoma only have to pay from the Ziboris. That's how Rabbi Yochanan explains this particular Mishnah. Yikomakum, in the end of the day, the Rav Asi Kashi, it's still a Kashi according to Rav Asi, how is he going to explain this Mishnah in Gittin? When would you collect from Nichzei Yisoma? The Gemara says, Liolam, same as we answered before, Liolam Mibalchov Ovi Kochavim, a non-Jewish collector, Shekiba Olav Lodun B'Din Yisrael. He accepted upon himself to go through the Lachas of Din Yisrael, which means that he's willing to accept Ziboris as a form of payment from the Yisomim. So Yahach, if that's the case, Ribbis Nami Lo Nishkal, he shouldn't collect Ribbis either. And the Gemara answers what yet again, Shekiba Lazov Lo Kiba Lazov. He accepted certain Lachas to collect Ziboris, from the Yisomim, but he didn't accept the halacha of collecting ribbis. Tashma, the Gemara goes further for another raya. It says, the Braisa said above that when you're selling the property, you have to tell everyone why are you selling the property. Are you selling for the purposes of ksubasa? Are you selling it for bal chov? And the reason why we said in yesterday's daf is because people want to know why they're, when you give tzedakah, you want to know what you're giving tzedakah for. What's the cause? So I'm doing a tova, a mitzvah for the Yisomim. Where's the money going? So is it for the ksubasisha or is it for the bal chov outstanding debt? So Bishma, I understand, Balchov, Bein Mar, Kiddashina, and everyone agrees that you could sell Nichse Yisomim when there's an outstanding Chov. That makes sense. But Ella, Ksubasa, when you sell the property for the purpose of paying off a Ksuba, Bishma, that makes sense to Rabbi Yochanan, Nicha. That all makes fine and good because he allows you to sell property for a Ksuba. Ella Rav Asi, Kasha, he doesn't allow you to sell Nichse Yisomim for Ksubas Isha. So how come the Braisa says you could sell it for Ksubas Isha? So Hacha B'Maskinan Kishechai Moda. When the father agrees that he owes money to the wife, so then everybody agrees. Even Rav Asi would agree that the Yisomim would have to pay off the wife when it was agreed by their father. Before the father died, he was Chai Moda. He agreed he owed money. Then everyone agrees you could sell the property for that purpose. Now Hashad Asal Hachi, once we establish this, that even Rav Asi would agree that Kishechai Moda, when the father is Moda, he owes money to the Ksuba, then you can collect from the Yisomim and the Ksubas Isha as well. So then once we establish that, Kulanami Kishechai Moda, we can answer all the other questions above, the case where the father is Moda, and therefore the Yisomim, Nichse Yisomim, have to pay off the Ksubas Isha.
So what's the difference between if he's Moda or not? She has the Ksuba written, right? I mean, it's almost like a...
Yeah, but we're not sure. It's possible that maybe he paid off already. Exactly. But once he agreed to it, there's no Shaila anymore, right? So then the Gemara says, Bereimar, Agbe Ksuba Lagrusha Mnichse Yidiyasme. Bereimar, so he had collected a Ksuba for a divorcee from the property of the Yisomim, in accordance with Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So Amarlei, Ravina La Meimar, Ravina says Tameimar, Vahamar of Yehuda Mervasi, Ainis Kalkin Lenichse Yisomim, Elim Kain Hayusab Ribis Ocheles Ben. Ravasi Paskin only if it's a case of Ribis, but we don't collect from Nichse Yisomim for the purposes of Ksubas Isha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Olishtar Sheishba Ribis, Olik Ksubas Isha, Umishim Mizone. And Afilu Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Yochanan, who allows you to collect Ksubas Isha, Lokamar Elaba Amana, that's only true for Amana, the Kamafsuda Mizone, because since the Amana is still collecting Mizonos from the estate, so there's a loss for the Yisomim, then we're allowed to sell Nichse Yisomim to pay us Ksubas Isha. But Rabbi Yochanan won't agree about Grusha Lo, when there's a divorcee, when there's no longer an obligation of the husband to pay the Mizonos, and that means the Yisomim don't have to pay Mizonos either, even Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't allow you to pay off a Ksubas Isha in the case of a Grusha. So Amalei, so he says, Ha'anan, I understand, Mishim China Mas Nisanlan. No, I disagree. The reason why you could sell off property for Ksubas Isha is not Mishim Mizoni, not because of the loss of the Mizonos, it's rather Mishim China that we want to give her property so she could be attractive she should want to get remarried, have money to remarry, wherever the case is. Rashi sounds like in order that she should be, once if she's losing money, she doesn't get paid back Ksubas Isha, she'll never get remarried again. If she knows she's going to make money, there's a certain protection for her, so she's be willing to get remarried, or it makes her, again, more attractive, more of a commodity, if you will, if there's money that she has now from being paid back from her previous marriage. And for that reason, there is an achilik bein almana, bein grusha. We always want to help a girl get remarried. That's mishum chinam asnisanla.
The father divorced her, and then he died.
But there's no mizonos that he had to pay anymore. Exactly. So there's no loss, but mishum chinah, we do want to pay her. So comes along the Gemara now, says in the bottom of Chav Beis Amar Alf here, Amar Rav Nachman Mireisha, initially, Loha Mizdakina Lenichse Yisom. Initially, I would not touch Nichse Yisom. I don't want to get involved with the world of Yisomim. It's a very dangerous world. If you mess them up, you get in big trouble for this. But Kavan the Shamana Lahad Rav Huna Chavre Mishrei Rav. Once I heard this statement that the Yasmi Da'achli Dilo Didi, if the Yisomim eat that which is that not there, it means there's outstanding debt on the estate, and they continue to eat it anyways, they get severely punished. Lizu Basa Shivkayo, they're going to follow the same fate of that which is left behind of their father of dying young. So Mikan Ve'elech, once I heard that terrible thing that Yisomim will suffer miserably, Mizakina, I was willing to get involved in Nichse Yisomim. So Mekar, my time below. Initially, why was he hesitant to get involved? Amira Papa, Priyas Bal Chov Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to pay off a loan on time and pay it up entirely. There's a mitzvah. And V'yosmi Labanei Mi'avdi Mitzvah Ninu, but Yisomim, who are under the age of Bar Mitzvah, are not subject for mitzvahs. They're pater from doing mitzvahs. And therefore, I could not enforce them to perform the mitzvah of Priyas Bal Chov Mitzvah. That's the understanding of our Papa. Rav Huna Bredi of Yeshua Amar, now Amar, Tzrare Atafsei, perhaps when their father had borrowed money, he may have given them a pouch of money as a collateral, and maybe the Malva, the Bachov, has that pouch. I don't want to be the cause of the Yisom have to paying double of really, maybe they don't owe any money. I have no idea what kind of dealings took place. Better for me not to get involved. So either it's because of I can't enforce them to do mitzvahs, or because maybe the payment was already taken care of, and I have no idea. So what's the difference? My binai, what's an afkamina between these two different reasons of why he initially didn't get involved in this Nichse Yisomim? Ika binayu kishachai moda. If the father, before dying, the father agreed he owed money to so-and-so, so then he would, in the second reason, he would be mechai of the Yisomim, because he knew the money wasn't paid. The father agreed the money wasn't paid, he would have gotten involved. But in terms of priyas bacho mitzvah, he still can force the Yisomim to perform a mitzvah, so then he wouldn't get involved, according to the svar of a papa. Inami, another nafkamina the Gemara says is shamsu umeis bishmasa. Very similar case where the father didn't agree, but Bezdin understood that the father didn't pay. So much so that they put the father in Bezdin rather than Nidui because he didn't pay. So that was clear that the father owed the money still. So then he would have gotten involved and helped pay the money. But if it was for the reason of Baal Cho Mitzvah, even though I knew the father owed money, I cannot enforce the Yisomim to pay and to do a mitzvah. Gemara says, Shalchu Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Babel the following din. The Shamsu Umeis Bishamta. In a situation, the case is, when are you allowed to get involved in Nichse Yisomim? In a situation where the father was sent to Nidoy because he hadn't paid the Chov, that's when you're allowed to certainly get involved and force the Yisomim to pay the money. The Hilchas, the bottom line is, Krev Huna Bredi of Yeshua, which again is the second Svara of the perhaps there was no money, perhaps the father paid and we didn't know about it, so that only if we didn't know about it. But if we do know about it, either Keshachai Moda or because he was placed in Nidoy, those would certainly be two cases where the Bezin should get involved and pay for Nichse Yisomim. The top of Chav Bezim and Bez, the Gemara said, quote to Misha Tanan, Shim HaYisomim, that Shloshim Yom, Vishim HaHekdesh Shishim Yom, Umachrisin Babokir Ba'erev. So this is from the Mishnah, that 30 days you announce for Yisomim, 60 days for Hekdesh, and every single morning and evening you make the announcement. The Maya Skina, what's the case here? If the collector is a goy, meet size is a goy going to wait around 30, 60, 30 days, the Yisomim case, he wants the money now. And Bishmal Rav Huna, now we're going to the Svaras, not that we're going back to the Svaras of Rav Huna now, Rav Papa, Bishmal Rav Huna, Brei Dev Yeshua, Mokila, Kishachai Moda. So when's the Baal Chov allowed to collect from Yisomim? When the father admitted, so if the father admitted before he died that he owed money, so then you're allowed to enter into the Nichse Yisomim. El Rav Papa Kasha, Rav Papa says, no matter what, you can never sell Nichse Yisomim because it's always a problem of that that Yisomim are lav b'nei mitzvah ninu. So when, according to Rav Papa, are you ever allowed to engage in selling property of the Yisomim? So Amalach, Rav Papa says, Ibais Ema Ksuba Umishim China, either because the situation where they're paying the Ksuba, that everyone agrees that is an outstanding Chov and you have to pay off, or Ibais Ema B'Bal Chov Obed Kochavim Shekibo Alav Ladun B'Din Yisrael, or no, in a Chanam, it's a case of a Goy, and in that situation, we accept upon himself to go through the Bezdin, he's willing to wait the 30 days, even though he's owed the money today. So even Rav Papa could find the circumstance where you can sell Nichse Yisom. The Gemara says, if the guy took upon himself to go through a Jewish court system, lintar lehu adigali, why not wait until the boys get older, bar mitzvah, and you don't have to get involved in the Yisomim la b'nei mitzvah ninu? They're willing to wait 30 days for Achraza, but to wait 5 years, that much they did not accept upon themselves. Tashma, the Gemara says, Vayter now. Amnas litain lishak subasa will balchov achovo. The Bryce had said earlier that you make an announcement why you're selling the property, either to collect money for ksuba or to collect money for balchov. But my asking, what's the case here? Ilema balchov ovikachavim again mitais. Is he going to wait around 30 days to get paid? Certainly not. El pshita balchov Yisrael. Now, Bishmal Rav Huna Brei Devishua Mokila B'Keshchai Moda, case where the father admitted. So when the father died, so there's no problem of entering into Nichsei Yisomim. That's the shita's Rav Huna. But El Rapapa, who's an issue of forcing him to do mitzvahs, Bishma, the case of Ksubas Mishim China, that we allow, even though you can't force the children to do mitzvahs, in terms of China, of paying the Almana, the Ksuba, that everyone agrees you're allowed to. That's a cool Chacham have. El Balchov Kasha, what's the case of a Balchov according to Rapapa? The Gemara says, same thing as we said above, Li'olam B'Balchov Ovi Kachavim, Kakon Shekiba Alav L'Dum B'Dini Yisrael, that he was willing to wait 30 days like the Dini Yisrael. He kiba love lintar li'adigal, if he was really accepting upon himself Dini Yisrael, let him wait until the boys get bar mitzvah. Shekiba love lazu, lo kiba love lazu. He didn't have a full acceptance of Dini Yisrael. So now that's all according to two svaras we had of Rav Papa and Rav Huna, either because the reason why we don't sell property in general of Nichsei Yisomim is either because Labnei Mitzvah Ninu, or perhaps we're concerned that maybe the father Taka did pay the money before and we don't want to be the cause of the double payment. Rava Amar Mishim Shover. Rava says there's another reason why we don't pay Nichsei Yisomim. Perhaps he paid off and there's some receipt that the father paid off, we just don't know how to find the receipt. You can imagine what happens, a person passes away, and going through all the files and the bills and the paperwork, it's probably really hard to find the receipt. So maybe there's a receipt somewhere that we're concerned with. So Amar Le Rav Huna B'Rei Dev Yeshua L'Rava U'Mi Chashinan, the Shovar. Are we really concerned of there being a Shovar? V'Atan, the Misha tells us, HaNifras Shelo B'Fanav, a person who's going to, a woman who's going to collect her ksuba, and her husband isn't present to defend himself, Lo Tipar El B'Shua. She's only allowed to collect Shelo B'Fanav if she makes a Shua. So once it's a Shua, that's going to override any concern of there being a Shovar. She took a Shua. Those are very serious. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Acha Sar Habira, Maisa Balafnei Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha Lantuch. Yeah, Maisa once came to him, a certain halachic shayla. Amar, he says, Lo Shana Elak Subas Isha Umishim Chin. It's only true that a woman has to take a shvua when collecting her ksuba. Of a Balchov, lo. A Balchov doesn't have to take a shvua. And since the Balchov doesn't have to take a shvua, we should be concerned of there being a shofar. Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, afilu balchov nami, even a balchov when he collects shlo b'fanav. Let's say he's collecting shlo b'fanav. So again, if it's ever a case of b'fanav, so then the husband's able to defend himself. Now a balchov, the din is there. You don't have to take a shvua b'fanav. But he says no. Even a balchov shlo b'fanav, he also has to take a shvua. He says, well, how could that be? Ichai shisas l'shovar, if you're concerned of a shovar, hasam nami necha. So if it's true that we're concerned the father may have had a shovar, a receipt somewhere, and the Yisomim don't know where it is, so why are we not concerned in this case of Balchov? We should say that if he takes a shvua, there shouldn't be a chashash either. I mean, these are two cases, clearly, where we shouldn't be concerned of a shovar, because you make a shvua, whenever the husband's not around, shelo b'fanav, whether it's the isha collecting the ksuba, or b'achov collecting the chov, either way, you take a shvua. And once it's a shvua, we shouldn't be choshed of there ever being a shovar anywhere. So Gemara said, Amar Leh, Hasam, over there, kedam minan taima, by the b'achov collecting money. So there, the reason why we make the b'achov pay a shvua, the Malav make a shvua to collect his money back. What was the motivation for saying that if a Baal Chov wants to collect his money, he's allowed to collect it, but he has to take a shvua? We're concerned that a Lova is going to borrow money and run away. And now the Baal Chov can never collect it anymore. So what's he to do? So therefore we said we wanted to protect the banks. If their banks don't give money anymore, it's going to be a big problem in the economics of the society. So he said, I'll tell you what, if you want to collect your money away and the guy ran away, just make a shvua. Swear to us you're owed money, and we'll make sure to collect the money from his property wherever it is. So that's true only if both parties are alive and he may have run away. But Amar Rava, Rava says, but in the case of where the Lova died, so we're not concerned in that case, and we don't make the Malva make a Shvua, and if we're not making the Malva make a Shvua, so then there is a Chashash perhaps at the Shover somewhere, there's a receipt somewhere in the papers, and since we don't know about it, we're not allowed to go into the property of Nichsei Yisomim to sell it to pay off the outstanding debt. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilchas, the bottom line is, Ein Nizkakin Linichse Yisomim, we do not enter into to the property of the Yisomim because of the concern of an outstanding shover that may have been paid already. V'im Amar, however, if the Lova, if the father who owes money before he died says, Tenu, that you should pay the money to so-and-so, to the bank, pay it back, and then he died, then Nizkakin, then since we know for sure he said this, we would go into the property. Let's say the father said, Sadazu, and use this property, or Manazu, use this money, Nishkak, and then we trust it, and that property, that money, we give over. But Eimamidin Apachapis, in that case, we don't need Apachapis, because since the father designated the money, he designated the property, you don't need Apachapis trying to figure out the workings. We know what to do. He said, give this money, so we just go seamlessly hand it over to the Malva. But if the father, before dying, says, I owe money to the bank, but Tzadastam, he says, there's some field that they have a lien on. And Manastam, there's some money that they're owed, but we don't know which one it is. In that case, Niskalkin, we do enter into the Nichsei Somim, and we have to meet the Apachapis. We need to establish Apachapis who would help navigate and figure out which property it may be, which goes back to the bank. So Amri Nehardai, Nehardai, Bechulu, in all the cases they said, whether it's a case of where he designated a property or mana, or he didn't designate, he just said Sadistam, in all cases, Niskalkin, Bezdin does enter into the property to sell it, and Ma'amid Apachapas, you always have an Apachapas, even if the father, before dying, had designated a certain property, you always need a Apachapas to help navigate through the property.
Also, there might be leftover money that is maybe valued more than the debt.
It could be, yeah, I don't know.
I think that's also another reason why you shouldn't have to trust.
But even if he designated a particular property, you would think there's no need. He said this property, this...
But you could, but you could actually know later how much it's valued.
So then the Gemara says, Levad, except for a case of Minimseis Hasad Hashem Shiloh, unless you find a property that people say this was not the father's. The father stole it. They were sitting on this land for a long time. It's not theirs. Two Adam come and say this wasn't their property. In that case, that we don't need an apachapis to help protect the Yisomim, because if we have two good Edim, we don't assume that these Edim are lying to us, and we don't have a whole din Torah here. If two Edim say that this father stole the property, we just take it from the Yisomim and hand it over to the rightful owner without having to go through an apachapis. So Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Hilkach, therefore, in the end of the day, that in the typical case, we don't enter into the Nichsei Yisomim, unless there's a reason. Because we pass him not to go into the property. But if we are forced to go into the property, because the father said Tenu, he admitted he owed money, so then we do give them an apachapas to defend them, to protect them, to represent them. Like Nehardai. Levad, except for the one case, in that case where two Edom say that this property is definitely not their father's, then and we don't establish them an apachapas in that particular case. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll continue tomorrow.